Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to look at the state of the property market, because a common theme at the moment is, will the market crash and burn? I know a lot of property lovers are sitting on the sideline waiting for the market to plummet before they make a move. So it's probably timely to ask the question, is that likely to happen? Australia's property market is quite different from other countries in the world. Not only are we an island where a lot of land is uninhabitable and people tend to flock towards the coast, but also we have different lending markets and loan landscape. And we all know that credit, the availability of borrowed monies, drives property values. So often the biggest falls in property markets are where people can't get loans. And we are actually seeing that at the moment, because interest rates have risen so fast, it's harder to qualify for a loan. That means that people are spending more money because of inflation on daily needs, on their food, on their petrol. They have less to spend on loan serviceability. And you're going to be paying a lot more in interest to borrow a lot less in money. And all that means is that a lot of people will not be able to afford higher prices. And we're already seeing that in the market now. So the market is still falling, but this month it fell by a much smaller rate than it had since the middle of last year. In other words, we had so many consecutive rate rises starting in May last year that the market started plummeting in absolute free fall, in a death spiral. Now it's stopped falling so fast and the falls are relatively minor. So we're falling at a much slower pace, and that means the downswing has really slowed down and it is probably reaching rock bottom. That's not to say that we won't experience more pain. Economists are predicting another couple of rate rises this year. The latest tally, depending on who you listen to, is 3 rate rises in the first half of the year. And then they're expecting rates to fall in the second half of 2023 because the economy will contract and things will get a lot harder. That's very normal for a reserve bank to lift rates, raise them, and then lower them as the economy responds. It's about getting the right balance. What that does mean, though, is that if we're fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful, in other words, you buy the downswings in the market, now might just be the right time. So coupled with the fact that the market's falling because people just can't afford to borrow as much, they can't afford repayments, there is going to be a bit more pain to come in the market with rising rates. There are also people who probably haven't felt the full extent of the pain now, with more mortgage stress in our system. So people who entered the market in 2021 when it was red hot and when it peaked and rates were super low, they are going to be feeling a lot more pain than others because they're paying off bigger loans they were stress tested at the time of borrowing at a lower rate. So APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, said that banks had to assess people for loans at 2.5% above the rate they were paying. So in other words, if I was going for a loan and my interest repayments would be 2%, the bank would check that I could afford to make my repayments if rates rose at 4.5%. That is 2.5% above the 2%. Now, obviously, rates have gone up 3% already, with more to come. In other words, that same person who was only stress tested at 4.5% is now paying 5% and may end up paying mid 5% or even 6%. And that's unknown territory. They haven't been tested at that level. And inflation has meant other prices have gone up since then. So there will be pain for those people. And there's another, by calculations with some economists and data analysts, there are about 155,000 homeowners in that category. And then there's another swathe that fixed their loans for the last 2 to 3 years, and they'll all be coming off in the first part of 2023. So they're going from paying as little as 2% interest, and they're going to suddenly come off that and be hit up for 5% and 6% interest. So that's going to cause unexpected pain and a lot of mortgage stress. Now, a lot of people will cope with mortgage stress. They might get other jobs. Unemployment is still relatively low historically. If the economy goes down further, then we may see some job losses around that. But at the moment, there's still a very tight labour market. So people can get second jobs. They can get a side hustle. They can do other things. So not everybody is going to hit the wall, and the market's not going to crash and burn. There's also, if people can't pay, banks are going to give hardship relief. By law, they have to. So banks will work with people. They may just be paying interest only. They may have their loans paused for a while. There'll be some sort of workout plan. So we're not going to see a whole lot of distress hit the market and the market fall by, you know, say 30, 40% like some people are saying. So if you're wanting to make a move in this market, you're going to have to be a lot more strategic. If you want to know strategies around that, finding the distress and the mortgagee sales and the really, really motivated vendors so that you can buy low in this market in the first half of 2023, you can head over to the comment section or the descriptions section for more information on that. But this is definitely the time to make hay, but you need the right knowledge, support, and systems to make your move in this perfect storm of a market.
We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey, and we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.